and Martha Bergen, who's in the back, who is my co-presenter on this, actually. Did any of you go to her session this morning on outcomes? Okay. Well, then, great. I was worried there'd be a lot of overlap, but I'll just go there. So just as some background, well, I guess I'll begin with the objectives. So what we're going to talk about today is a project we've been working on for a while that is going describing school nursing indicators or outcomes, things that are sensitive for school nurses that we, can show their impact or effectiveness. So that's the idea. And then to evaluate which ones might be could be used in your own practices. Now, as I feel, I know Charlotte is a public health nurse. So since there's only a few, would you like to, can you just tell us your background?
I'm a health coordinator for our local Head Start program.
Okay.
And work closely with our school nursing department.
Oh, perfect. Great. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm Pete Stewart. I work with the school district of Palm Beach County as their health services specialist. So I coordinate the school nurses with our health care district, which is a taxing body that supplies all of our school nurses.
Okay. Wonderful, thank you. And in the back? Oh, wonderful. Great. Well, thank you. And I, Charlotte, do you want to introduce?
Oh.
Great.
I have quite often have students in my medicine program at a school nurses that are getting a medical education. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite familiar with some of the problems they deal with.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully I think this will apply for everyone and might be able to be tweaked in the groups for Head Start, too. But what we're after is a little bit of background. In nursing, there's been a real push, well, in all professions, is a push of accountability. In nursing in particular, they've done a lot of work in the hospitals where they've identified indicators that are specific for school nurses, or I'm sorry, for hospital nurses, to show that it's really an impact the nurse is making versus maybe the respiratory therapist or someone coming in. And so our idea was to replicate that and to do something specific for school nurses that would show the impact of what we do. Not to say that other things we do are not important, because that's not, I mean, when you think of a nurse in a hospital, they do all kinds of things. But they identified three things in particular, and those are falls, decubitus ulcers, and central line infections. And they picked those for several reasons, partly because, like I say, the link that specifically the nurse has with if those happen or not, also those are ones that cost money. So there's multiple factors involved. So we took kind of that same premise and thought, what in school nursing would be important that a school nurse does, that not that others can't be involved, but could really show their impact and would be understandable to the audience in which school nurses work, which is not just nurses, but health educators and other administrators, public health as well. So just to be clear, like I say, this is what we're talking about. And when we talk about, it's not just the process of this to this, but generally, a little bit more general speaking, in the structure, like what type of models of nursing would work best. That's all involved when we say indicators. Others have done it, like I mentioned. Hospitals have done a lot with this. There's other organizations, let me get that arrow out of the way, that have also looked to make it specific for their specialty in nursing. Because oncology, some of the things they identified in the hospital wouldn't really fit for oncology, so they came up with their own group. And that's kind of what we decided, that although we looked at the literature and we looked to see what other organizations have identified and looked in this first one, the National Database of Nursing Quality Indicators, there were a few that might fit, but we didn't feel like it was necessarily going to fit exactly what our practice was, and we wanted to look broad and then narrow in. So this is kind of just a conceptual model that shows that it's not just about patient outcomes, but it's their patient characteristics, the characteristics of the organization, meaning the school that it is, the people that are in there, if it's one RN covering one school versus one RN covering 10 schools. Those things are all part of it, but it works together in identifying what the outcomes are. And I kind of jumped ahead, but this is just showing how once you have that data, it's not just to show for accountability of, yes, school nurses are doing a lot, but it actually can be used as a great quality indicator. And for school nurses, they do get so many different areas that they work in that it's hard sometimes to prioritize, and this is also a way to help them prioritize which activities are most important that they should really be concentrating and doing. As an example, just two actually, plus I have to admit, I guess that's my disclosure, is I'm from New Hampshire and I'm very proud of the Red Sox won, so I had to put a Red Sox picture in. But Massachusetts has actually been doing quite a bit of wonderful things with their school nurses, particularly, that where they have identified some outcomes and really been able to track those. The example here is with diabetes with high school students. And they've been able to really show that with a school nurse really taking on as case manager, they've actually improved the A1Cs for of the teens, decreased the hospitalizations and the other ketoacidosis and those emergencies, while at the same time able to get the teens to be in class more often so they're not having to test or take care of issues. So we do have some data. It's not like it's not been done, but Martha and I were trying to figure out ones that would work for across the United States that all nurses could be tracking, because then we would also have a larger database to work from. So, and then the one in New York was about asthma, and I like this one and I chose it because not only we realize school nurses work in schools, and so their indicators were not just about the medical side, which was a decrease in hospitalizations and emergency room visits, but they also took it to that they actually improved attendance, which was something that relates well to education since that's the work that we work, the group that we work with. So they were able to show that for each year they were able to improve attendance by 3 days just from the work they did specifically with asthma. Okay, so this is kind of what we've done up to this point, and then I'm going to kind of share the results, which are, this is the late breaker of this session. A literature review was conducted, and Martha did a lot of this work before I kind of came in partway. We solicited focus groups. We've talked to our National Association of School Nurses. We have a board of 51, so it's huge. But they all provided their input to it, so we got a lot of input. One person from each state and the District of Columbia. So good representation there. There's also school nurse consultants we spoke to. Then this is where I came in, is we actually started meeting with, he's done a lot. He worked with Dr. Linda Aiken, who's done a lot of this work, and asked him for some additional insight in what process we should follow. And he gave us some advice, and one of them is having more participation. Even though we were trying to gather the information, is that once we started using it, to make sure we kept people involved, because so many different parties would want to use the information. And then again, we looked at what other organizations, such as the Oncology Nursing Society and the perioperative groups did, just to make sure that we followed something that we knew worked. So we did this, we pulled it all together, and then we decided to do, and this is what we're in the process of, is a Delphi study. Basically, it's the idea that you start with something large, like we have. We've identified there's actually 67 indicators on the list, way too many for people to really measure. And the idea is using a group of experts through different rounds to go through and narrow it down, and then to talk about it, and then go through again, narrow it down, talk about it, and narrow it down until we get just a handful. And when I say go through, is to actually rate each one. They're actually rating it on these four things. School nurse sensitivity, meaning how sensitive that it's the school nurse that makes the impact. Because in the schools, there's a lot of people the kids are involved with. So how much is it really can we put back on the school nurse? Secondly, is it important to school nursing? There's a lot of other things out there too, but does it relate to school nursing? The third one, is it feasible to collect? And sorry, that should say data, not data. Again, because there's a lot of things that would be great, but is it really feasible to collect, or would the school nurse be spending their entire time collecting data and not being able to provide care? And then finally, the usability, which is, are there terms that people are going to understand, and not just in school nursing, but specifically in education and others that are the decision makers, to make sure that people, we're all on the same page in what we're talking about. So in each one of these four areas, they would rate them using a scale of 1 to 9. 9 meaning like very important, very sensitive. 1 meaning not sensitive, not important. So you can see it's kind of like a huge process, especially with 67 indicators. But this is a proven method that's worked really well for different situations like this. So this is, we developed a worksheet because we knew there would be so many, so they wouldn't have to go online. It's an online survey. But we knew that the time it would spend, and as we've done surveys in the past, we've also found that because oftentimes the school nurses will do them in the schools, there's firewalls and different things that kind of sometimes make it harder for them to fill out an online survey. And in trying to help and really wanting their participation, we actually developed a survey that looks very much to what they would be doing online, so they could do it ahead of time, actually. And originally, our goal, we were just going to identify 60 experts that were going to do this. But as we spoke with various consultants, he really suggested that we get this, like I say, the school nurses involved early. So the first round, we actually sent it out to all school nurses, realizing that not everyone would take it. But because really in this round, it was the importance of getting their buy-in, that it was important. And that's what those are the results that I'm going to talk about today. Because everyone across the United States is very different when it comes to where they're collecting data. Some are doing amazing things. Massachusetts and Delaware in particular are on electronic healthcare records. They're sharing, and a lot of other states are too. But then we have states where, for example, where I came from, where I worked as a school nurse before, where they're still on paper pencil. And we wanted this doable, and we wanted everyone's feedback in there so that when we identified what they were, they felt like they'd had a say in the matter. So then we did it, and we actually put it online. And this is just a screenshot that is blurry. Sorry, don't know why that. But what we did to make sure and make it helpful, we had the same explanation at the top, but then we actually put in what they were, so to help them remember, because as they were going through, we didn't want them to like flip it in their head or, you know, am I on sensitivity, am I on importance? But then it was at a table. And we split them up in groups of 10 because we thought it just seemed more feasible to the mind. And then down here where they all had the opportunity to provide comment. So that's what we did. And now I'm going to tell you a little bit about the results. Like I say, these are preliminary. We have not gone through all the rounds. We're still in the very first round. We'd hoped to have them all done by now. But one of the main things that was part of it was identifying definitions for each of these. Because as we spoke to people, we realized people weren't always on the same page. And people, like even attendance, can be mean different things. Even though everyone knows what the word attendance or absentee means, its definition in a school district can be very different. And so we wanted it all in place. We did not give the definitions to all the school nurses in this round, however, because as we had done various presentations and told people about it, we found that it would be, even the discussion was, we didn't want to overwhelm them, basically, is what it came down to. And, I mean, this is enough already. 67 with times 4, and then if we were going to give them definitions and have them do more, we just wanted really their gut reactions. That's what we were looking for, just kind of that feasibility, which we will now take. And when they're experts, we use this as our call for action, too. So this is how we're also getting our recruits for our 60 experts to know who will do the paring down. Okay, so I think I've talked enough. So the general round, this is what we found. And they're not in the necessarily the exact order. They're more alphabetical as I was pulling them. But these are actually the top ones. And it's kind of interesting. You can see sensitivity was the first one. These are the ones that came up with the highest averages of sensitivity. So calling 911 is what 911 means. Anaphylaxis, the food allergy reaction. So those are the ones they thought school nurses had a sensitivity to help. But as you can see, as we get down here and we looked at them, they didn't go across the board. And that's why we wanted them rated in four different areas. 911 was actually one of the highest across the board overall. But for example, as we get down here, exclusion rates were seen as sensitive, but not something that necessarily they thought was important for us for school nursing, whereas it was up, but yet they thought it was feasible. So we'll take the averages of each of these and look at them. It's kind of, it's not super complicated, but we've got to look at it in different ways. Of course, if it's not seen as important, then it doesn't really matter if you can collect it, because we're not going to, that wouldn't be good use of our time. But this in and of itself is whittling down. A few more. Kind of the same thing we found that was important. So this has given us already some good insight, and it also narrowed it down quite a bit, more so than I thought, to be honest. As I went and looked through the data, there's actually quite a few. The way that the RAND Institute says is anything less than a 5 is probably considered not going to be good use of your time. And I would say and this is preliminary, so, but over half of them are off, which may mean we might get it done even quicker, which is a good thing. Our goal is to have this all done by our June conference so that we can do some webinars and training and get school nurses working on these. We also are working on a Common Core data set, which would include not just outcome indicators, but other things that are important for school nurses to collect so that we have one system that everyone is collecting and working with. So this is the thought that we thought was important with their participant comments. These have been really helpful and insightful. As the first one said, really hard to determine if it is a should be or a could be. not put on here, but I've had several comments along this line that they said it took a long time. We asked them how much time it would take. We had everywhere from 15 minutes to someone who said it's taken them over 2 hours. But the person who said it was 2 hours and told me it was too long also said, but I never thought to think of these in that way. And that's kind of what we want too, is to get the school nurses to be thinking a little bit more analytically about what they do, what they collect, and what's really important and makes the biggest impact in the practice that they have. The second comment, this component are all important, and these are cut and pasted. I should have checked the grammar, sorry. All important, but many school nurses do not have access or the time to obtain the information. And many jurisdictions also do not want to share the information. So what came out is, has been kind of one of the stumbling blocks throughout, is people are thinking, well, we can't do that, we're too busy, we're this, instead of trying to look at it from, okay, what is ideal, and then, and what can be our, the plan, and then we'll look at exceptions. But it is, it's important for us still to know, because these are some things that we'll work on in training, and as we're helping the school nurses identify how they can collect this and how it's not going to be a burden on them, and that eventually it's not going to be ideal in all situations, but we've got to start somewhere. And then finally, so much of this depends on educational level of the school nurse, which varies across the nation, which is so very true. So, not necessarily new, but very insightful information that will help us in the next round. And as I mentioned, we do hope to have this all done by June, but we hope to have the next round done probably in January, just because of the holidays in December. But we can get some training done, even through this, which was not meant to be a rigorous research process. It was the idea of trying to get school nurses' input. It did highlight some areas that we definitely want to make sure we train when we do have the 60 experts, which we're going to do, but it's helped us a lot. And we've had a really positive support from those who have collected it, which is also important to us, because the support we're hoping will translate into that they'll actually track it. Martha, did you want to? Oh, okay, great. So our next steps, as I mentioned, we're going to continue to narrow it. Then, of course, once we've identified these, we've got to really do some research to make sure that they make sense, because the rest of this is just kind of like we've taken and we've based it on literature, we've based it on experience, but then we'll actually do the research. But it'll really help us focus. So we're working with areas that have regional research networks of school nurses that can then really help in the identification, as well as university partners who can take even just like one outcome and really research that, and then we'll know. With the ultimate goal is to include it as part of our national standardized data set. And then I just thought this was a really good quote as we're working, and we're hoping to see for school nurses to realize that it's not like just these high tower people that make the decisions, but that they're the part of the process. And so leadership is not the domain of a few, but it is the domain of anyone with the courage to act with it, and just to empower our school nurses for what they already do. And that is all. Any questions? Thanks. Yes, please.
I work on a program for prescription drug abuse and trying to work in the schools to get school nurses and counselors, et cetera, to implement and give them material out. You mentioned the group that you work with, the state school nurse consultants. Is that an organization, or that's just people that
No, that's a great question. It is an the organization is called the National Association of State School Nurse Consultants. They actually have a website, so if you Googled that, you would find it, because I'd hate to give you the wrong one. I think it's like NASSNC.
Whatever.
It is. Yeah, and they have like a board, and they, not all states have a school nurse consultant, but the majority do, and they can also help get in contact. Some of those states who don't have a consultant, they know people, but it would be a great contact for what you're doing. Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. Other questions? Martha?
Well, I just thought it was interesting, the comment about not having enough time to collect the data, and not, I find it distressing that they don't see the connection between being able to identify these outcome measures and being able, from a policy standpoint, be able to make that data-driven argument for better staffing. And then the second comment, or the third comment about credentials, you know, the level of education and credentials, that these outcomes will show whether or not an ABN, BSN, MSN, what difference you get with the different outcomes based on the education levels, or for that matter, no license at all. So
right.
I guess I feel like that tells us that we need to do a little bit more with the messaging on why this is so important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I think, and also with that is the messaging that this is a national thing, and we realize that each area is different, and we need to work with what they have. But, yeah, so we feel like it's going in the right direction.